So actually, what were the circumstances behind you working on the series Enterprise?
It's funny. The producers of Star Trek, they had been temping some of these episodes with music of mine from all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
The music editor on the show, Steve Rowe, was using my music as a template, and they really liked it, and they just thought, gee, this is really cool. Little did they know, I'm just a complete Star Trek freak, and Star Wars, but Star Trek, I'm a total Trekker. I've got it memorized. It's a sickness. I'm completely insane with Trek. And so when they called me out of the blue, it's bizarre. It's like the dream. I'm sitting at my studio and I get a call and I see on the phone Star Trek Inc. and I'm thinking, what? I'm thinking, did I order, a Kirk plate, Picard, maybe mug? What's going on? Are they calling? So I pick up, and sure enough, they want me to do the show. And I said, well, I'm doing this movie, and, how are we going to do this? And, I was trying to figure out a way to do it, and it finally came down to, okay, absolutely, I'll do it, I'll conduct it, I'll write the music, just as long as you give me a tour of the Enterprise. And I'm able to, sit in the captain's chair or do whatever. Absolutely, I'm there. So that's how it happened. We had a great relationship. I wanted to do more. I did, the two episodes about the Borg and regenerations, and one called Kanemar. And I got really busy with films, and I was not able to go back and do it. But I still keep in contact with all the Star Trek folks, and they're a really great family. I love those guys, and hopefully we'll be doing something again sometime in the future, whatever comes along in the Star Trek universe next.
All right. Well, now, one of the most unusual films that you worked on was Bubba Hotep.
Right.
Now, how does one find musical focus in an Elvis Mummy movie?
Very... very strange. The Bubba Hotep thing is almost like the Six String story in a sense. I got a call, and it was kind of the preamble of, oh, we're going to show you a film. That was really weird. Let's just warn you, but we want to talk to you about doing it. So I kind of had the same reaction. I just thought it was really cool and very inventive. But the way I proposed scoring it, and Don Coscarelli was in agreement, was not to play up the goofiness of the movie particularly, because the movies were so bizarre already with no music.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't need to emphasize it. I think what needed to be done was to really score the emotion of this character. Give him, Bruce Campbell portrayed him great, but
mm-hmm.
Make sure that there's a lot of heart in the score, that you really feel for this character. And it was completely written from emotion outward. And there is the textural element of guitars and kind of that Elvis-y choir element,
mm-hmm.
that comes along in the drums and everything. Kind of almost like his band, where he was really interested in gospel music,
right?
But he was also interested in kind of southern music and all this. So I kind of wrote it through the lens of what Elvis actually loved, not
mm-hmm.
really necessarily even the music that he produced. The score is really closer to what he would listen to more than what he sounded like when he recorded, strangely enough.
Right.
So it was written keeping that in mind, kind of an homage to that legacy and kind of what he brought to music, and that's how we did it.
Well, around that time, you also worked on a film called Vampires Los Muertos.
Yes.
And that's a sequel. Do you approach a sequel any differently than you would an original movie?
It depends. It's kind of like when there's a sequel and you didn't do the original, for instance,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of slipping in. You're going into an area where there's expectations, kind of not unlike when I was going into Star Trek, in a sense. Star Trek, I scored original themes, but it was in the vein of Star Trek. It felt Star Trek-y.
Mm-hmm.
Vampires Los Muertos, they wanted something that you know, John Carpenter's score for Vampires had a certain sound, and they really wanted this one to be a bit more organic. So it was very naturally recorded. It wasn't synthesizer kind of type sound, which
right.
John does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the marching orders, and I think they were right to give it a different feel, but that it would echo the original. The other example would be something like Children of Dune, which is a direct sequel of Dune.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, one of those things where the director and the producer said, "We want to do something completely different this time. Just do it. Don't even pay. Like, just do it as if you were doing it without thinking about anything else." Well, that's easy to say, but in reality, you know, I knew mostly the original Dune score from the David Lynch movie,
yes,
which I'm a big fan of, mm-hmm. and so there is a slight echo to that. I gave a nod to it with one of my instruments, which was this kind of Prophet 5, like, you know, distant wispy note that I would always have kind of running through, and that was my nod to the original. So there always has to be some tie, I think, to the who came before you.